Hi, Albert. This is Saturday, April 13th, 1968. I'd like to tell you what I have done today and get this tape gone so we could get it mailed to you tomorrow. Number one is that, first thing, my Rolex watch has been running fast again, so I wrote them. They told me to send it back. So today I sent it back, and I told them I don't want them to keep it for 3 or 4 months like they have in the past. So if they do, to send it back to me. I wrote them a letter. Secondly, I went up and I got some more boxes at the King Supers, and I cleaned up the car of all the old papers I had and put them in different boxes. So the car don't look too bad in the trunk. The car does not run too bad. In fact, I sort of like it, and I could hardly wait to pick you up in August. I put in for my vacation August the 6th, and we should be there that weekend waiting for the ship to come in. Now, I don't want to spend too much time in L.A., and just as soon as you get out of Navy, which I think should be about August the 10th, and you probably will want to run over to Shell Oil Company and say hello to them and get set up for your September 1 to go back to work. So I thought we would do, we go to Vegas, we spend a couple of days in Vegas, and then we would come back to home, because there are a lot of things you're going to do. You're going to have to build up your wardrobe. Even though you pick things up in Hong Kong, there still will be many things that you'll need. And you're going to have to go car hunting. Now, regarding a car overseas, there has been some talk that these people promise everything and give you a low price on a car and do not produce. Now, this is what I have heard. Now, how true it is, I do not know. But I look into it, and if you're serious, I can't tell you anything. But if you're serious about it, I would make sure that everything is on the up and up. So you use your own judgment on that. Now, when you tie up to the pier, are you going to be able to call in? We still have not heard. However, we might get a letter today. It's only about 11:30, 11:45 here. So it's too early for the mail. Now, I won't finish this tape at all, because I'm just waiting to see if there's any letters from you or Lynn or anybody so I could put this on the tape. Oh, yes. I also fixed the lawn, picked some dandelions and everything. Today looks like it might rain or snow. It got a little chillier today. So because of that, I wanted to get everything I could off. So if it should rain, it will be, our lawn will even be looking good. Our lawn does not look bad at the present time. Oh, Albert, how's the weather there? What have you been doing? Exciting. Oh, let's see, another thing is when we go to Vegas, you don't have to pay for anything. We'll pay. I mean, we'll be glad to pay for you. We'll just split it. We don't care. We'll just have fun. So you try to call Lynn anyway when you tie up to a pier and you have that Autobahn or auto radio or whatever you mean, and just get it. You know, have you heard from Henrietta if she got the camera? Yeah, these things are strange, Albert. I mean, people want things, and if you get it for them, they don't acknowledge that they have it. Now, I see no reason why she couldn't acknowledge right away, because we got that centerpiece from you in 3-4 days. So I see no reason, but they were gone for a week. Maybe that's the reason you haven't heard. Or at least you should know if they received the camera. Let us know if they acknowledge it, because I sure as heck am not going to write them and ask them. We don't get enough mail from them or anybody in Philadelphia to make any difference. So when you call Lynn, ask why he doesn't write more often. I mean, if you can get a hold of him. Now, you know, the reason sometimes you can't get a hold of him, he could work nights and then one time days and in between. So you're going to have to keep trying each time. But I'm sure everything's fine and all. And it's just that they write when they feel like they want to write. In the present time, they know everything's fine here, so they have no hurry to write. And that's the only thing. So I'm not perturbed about it. It's just that we're so used to having people write, and then all of a sudden not hearing, and we like to hear people write. We thank you for the way you've been writing all the time. Now, I'm not going to finish this tape, not because I don't want to. I'm going to see if there's any mail from you or any mail from the kids or anything else so I could finish it on the tape and you could get this, because I'm sure we'll mail this to you tomorrow morning. I still haven't smoked, incidentally, and I'm just running around trying to lose some weight. I know I have the earning to smoke, but I'm going to see what happens. I'm going to stay off of it for a while. Okay, and I'll write to you later. All right? I don't mean write to you later. I'll finish this tape later on today. All right? Okay. Hi, Albert. I'm continuing the letter the same day. We received a letter from you dated 9 April in which you jokingly said that you were going to re-enlist again for another year. We knew it was a joke, but congratulations for making second class. At least you could see you could do it. Look, you also sent that Ford Motor Company quotation on the LTD into Denver, Colorado. Now, your price, your total military price was $3,540.65. Now, that's then you add 3% Colorado state tax, about $100 for 69 model. Now, I would like to tell you this. The one that you had in Longmont that I sent you the quotation was about $200 less. So they aren't giving you a break. And it had the 302 engine, and it had the transmission automatic. It had the power steering, the power brakes, the radio. In fact, it had an AM/FM radio, and it had the tinted glass and the console it had. And you don't even have a console here. It had the air conditioning, it had wheel covers, and it had white walls. So you aren't getting a deal. I wouldn't even trust them. I don't think you should even trust them. Now, the standard equipment is standard all over. So you take it from there. I'm not telling you anymore, but all I could say is you are not getting a deal. Because, first of all, if you could get a Thunderbird at this price, which is the best, I would take it. But I wouldn't take an LTD. Go ask them what a Thunderbird's worth. You might, if you're going to go and try to save money, why don't you go for a Thunderbird? Why go for an inexpensive car like an LTD? So try it out. Ask them what they'll do. Give you for what it will charge you for a Thunderbird. That's all I would do. There's still no mail from the kids. So I guess everything is fine. And they'll write us when they feel like it, or they could be trying to get a tape together, and their service probably isn't as good. However, we're getting mail from you in 5 days, and when they do write, it's been taking about 5 days, so I don't know. It's just they could be busy. You never know. Anyway, what's new otherwise? I see that you're going to go to Craigador this week. You should have a lot to tell us and a lot of pictures to take, and let us know how interesting it was. Also, about Philadelphia, I wouldn't worry about it. If they don't have enough intelligence to write you, I wouldn't worry. I wouldn't write them. You could drop Henrietta just one more note and say, did you get the camera or didn't you? And that's all. I wouldn't tell them nothing or anything else. I just ask them if they got the camera, because one of these times, I'm going to write Gus. I'm going to say, did Lynn write to you about the prices of the cameras? Or did you answer them or what? And then forget all about it. That's what I would do. That's what I'm going to tell Lynn to do and everything else. If they don't have enough gumption to go right after you and write, I don't know what else you could do. Okay? Now, I'll wait till Mother comes home. We'll finish the tape together and get it in the mail to you in the morning. All right, Albert? One thing more about the car. Albert, why don't you go for a Thunderbird? Why don't you go first class? If you feel they're giving you such a big break, go first class, get a Thunderbird, or get a hot car of a different brand. Why stay with the LTD? LTD does not even have bucket seats on their two doors. So I would go for the Thunderbird. I mean, that's just a thought. Also, it looks like the weather is going to stay nice. The wind's blowing a little, and Mother isn't home yet, but I'm going to finish this tape anyway, and we'll get it through to you tonight. Even though it is Saturday, we'll give all day. I'll go by the post office downtown, and we'll get it all ready and shipped to you tonight. Oh, another thing I was going to say is, when you go on those trips, what do they charge you when you take those side trips? Do they charge you much money, or does the Navy just take you? And when you get into your pier, what does that mean? You don't have to go into the small ships to get liberty. You just get off the ship and just get liberty. Is it that much better, or is it just less time to get on shore and back? Oh, another thing, how's the weather there? And what do you mean you're having rainy season? I thought by that time you would be in Hong Kong. About Hong Kong, make sure you get enough clothes, but I wouldn't get all your clothes in Hong Kong because there's going to be things you're going to need here. I'd get the most expensive stuff for yourself in Hong Kong, stuff that you would never, never buy here. I just go all wild, Albert. I mean it. Because with the small amount of time you got left right now, I would get every opportunity, go everywhere, see everything. Because, you know, 125 days is not too many days. And actually, yeah, this is April the 14th, and you got April's about gone. You got May, you got June, you got July, and period, that's it. You got about 90 days of, or 3 months, and then the odd days. So you got a lick as far as doing your time in the Navy. And about Shell Oil, you know what to do about that. You just do it. Just don't make it very personal. Make it impersonal. And I'm sure pretty soon you'll be getting word from Larry telling you who to write to. Have you heard from anybody else? Are your friends writing you and keeping you informed? When I went to King's, I saw Fisher, and looks like he's still out. So I don't know what's keeping him out or anything else. But he keeps telling everybody he's trying for this and that. There could be a reason why he's not going in, too. These things people never, never know. They just see a person walking around. They say, how does he stay out? So more credit to him is the way I feel. Oh, Mother had a pretty good week this week. And even though she isn't home, she should be home pretty soon. And we'll get the tape all gone. We'll put the stamps on it, and we'll let it go. I don't know what we're going to do tonight. I want to go see In the Heat of the Night. That's the only one I have not seen that I would like to see. And they say it's a pretty good show, and it's at the South Drive-In. So I don't know whether I want to sit out a drive-in movie or go to one of those little movies that it's playing at. It's something Mother wants to do, I'll do. If not, we won't see In the Heat of the Night. I don't care. I didn't see it then. I don't see it now. As far as TV is concerned, all repeats started about a month ago. It's the first time that they've had repeats so early in the air. And they claim to make all these shows cost so much money that the big shows aren't being made to last all the way into May. They're just making them right up to, you name it, February. So Jackie Gleason's been a repeat since January. So maybe this is the time when you get home, you'll be able to see all the good repeats. But I don't know. Are you going to get a color TV when you get home, or are you going to have all your tapes? Now, the way you talk, you should have a real first-class set of recorders and tapes and so forth. So I would buy more and get all that equipment that you want, because that is equipment, Albert, that if you ever tried to put it together in the States here, it probably would cost many, many dollars. So while you have an opportunity to buy it, and get anything you want. Now, how about your wristwatch that you was going to get, that real good wristwatch? Are you going to get a Rolex or a Bulova, or what kind? You were saying you wanted to get an Akraton wristwatch. Are you still going to get a good wristwatch before you get out of the Navy? And there's a lot of things you need. So if I were you, I'd start getting all this stuff. I'm going to give Ruth your check next week that you got back from the income tax so she can deposit it. And then the few dollars that you'll make. But don't worry about the money. We'll just have a ball, because you'll make a lot of money when you go back to work for Shell, because Shell Oil Company will see that you make a lot of money. And looks like I'm getting close to the end of the tape. And as always, I keep getting more and more excited as the tape is getting ready to be turned over. But instead of turning it over, this time the tape is just about getting ready and ready. So you'd be good. Have fun. Let us know if you called the kids. And still make an effort. And we're still writing them. Have fun. Be a good boy. Write. Tape us some more. Write. Have fun. Let us know. I'm trying to get to the end of this tape. And it seems to go round and round and round and round. So I guess I'm just like you. I think the tape is at the end, but it's not at the end. All the weather is staying nice. Everything is fine with us. I feel pretty good. Mother feels pretty good. And she's writing you every day. I'm writing every day. Next week, there's not much. I'm going to go to California the following week. Here she is. It's almost over, so.
To walk in and hear him talking, I thought he had rocks in his head. I couldn't imagine what he was doing. Just got home from work, and it's windy as heck out. What do you know?
Tell him how much is it is.